Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, Text 2. Vyasa uvacha bhikshubhi vipravasite vijnana adeshtribhi tava vartamana vayasi adye tataha kim akarot bhavan. Vyasa vacha babukshibir vipravasite bhikshubir vipravasite bhikshubir vipravasite vijnana deshtribhistava vartamano vyavasyate vartamano vayasyadye tatakim akarod bhavan. Vyasa vacha bhikshubhir vipravasite vijnana deshtribhistava vartamano vayasyadye tatakim akarod bhavan. Vyasa uvacha bhikshubhir vipravasite vijnana deshtribhistava vartamano vayasyadye tatakim akarod bhavan. Acha. Sri Vyasadeva said, Bhikshubhihi, by the great mendicants, Vipravasite, having departed for other places, Vijnana, scientific knowledge in transcendence. Adeshtibhi, those who had instructed. Tava, your. Vartamana, present. Vayasi, of the duration of life. Adye, before the beginning of. Tataha, after that. Kim, what? Akarot, did. Bhavan, your good self. Translation, Sri Vyasadeva said, what did you, Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth?
Purport. Vyasadeva himself was the disciple of Naradaji, and therefore it was natural to be anxious to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain to the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This process is technically known as Sat-Dharma Pricha.
Vyasa uvacha bhikshubhir vipravasite vijnana deshtribhistava vartamano vayasyadye tatakim akarod bhavan. So it is the responsibility of the disciple to understand the mission and instructions of the spiritual master and to continue in that line, to carry on the family business. Krishna's the original family member, and it is his desire that everyone should engage in his devotional service exclusively. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam nivaskuru mami vaishasi satyam te prati chane priyosame. Krishna says himself, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. And Krishna himself comes, sometimes personally and sometimes through his incarnations, for the purpose of delivering the fallen conditioned souls, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskitam, and to annihilate the miscreants, dharma sangstapanartaya, and to reestablish the principles of religion. This is Krishna's purpose. And so the devotees, his assistants, they have the same purpose. They cannot have a different purpose. Otherwise, they're not his followers. Just like someone like Mr. Disney. So, he had a particular vision. He wanted to make entertainment for families, kind of so-called harmless entertainment. So that's his mission. Now, if someone comes along and says, we'll make Disney pornography, well then it's not in the same line. It's a completely opposite of what he wanted. So that will not be acceptable. The disciple, the follower, must carry on the same. And he must understand. How can he carry on the mission unless he understands what the mission is? It's like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Prabhupada understood his mission from the very beginning. He wrote that poem. Absolute is sentient. Thou hast proved impersonal calamity. Thou hast moved. That was that was the desire. Not just Bhaktisiddhanta. It was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and before him all the predecessor acharyas. Vyasadeva. It is the mission of the Vaishnavas to so strongly present the truth of Krishna consciousness that everyone has to agree. So there may be some challenge. The spiritual master, when he comes, he preaches very strongly and he defeats Maya. It's like we were hearing this morning. Prabhupada was reminiscing, or shall we say he was remembering, the time when Bhaktisiddhanta was present. At that time, it was 20 years before. And so the preaching was going on very strongly. But after the guru leaves, or the acharya, there's often a kind of vacuum. And it's like when a jet passes by, it creates a... Sometimes it goes so fast that it creates a sonic boom. Right? The air is being cut so quickly that the big sound of a boom. So, similarly, when the acharya leaves, sometimes there's a big vacuum to be filled and there may be a boom. Hare Krishna. But the sincere disciples, they carry on the mission. They work very hard to set things in order. And setting them in order is not so difficult. You simply have to present the same thing that one hears. This is the qualification of a guru. Tad vijnanartham suguru meva vigacchet. Samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. The guru is brahmanishtam. He's fixed in the science. Shrotriyam. He's heard from his spiritual master, from the acharyas, And now he's presenting the same thing. And he's also acting it. He cannot preach if he doesn't act. How can he practice? You have to practice what you preach. How can you preach if you don't practice it? How can you preach to people that they should chant 16 rounds if you don't chant 16 rounds? How can you preach that people should give up sense gratification if the preacher has not? Prabhupada wrote me the last letter, actually, that he wrote to me. He said, you should try to reduce your eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Or at least eating, sleeping, and mating, he said. A devotee. He said, otherwise, how can you preach? If one lives like a dog or a hog, how can he preach? Strong. So, dogs and hogs, they're simply engaged in sense gratification. But a preacher, he has to be austere. Has to be firmly fixed in his vows. He can't be sentimental. And he can't be... Because sentimental means Maya will take advantage of him. Maya will control him like a little puppet. And how does he get controlled? Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. By women. And by those who are addicted to women. Same thing. Because it'll all come back to the same point. Sense gratification. So how can he be a guru if he's controlled by a psychiatrist? Or who's attached to women? I don't understand how. In other words, the point is, one who's a spiritual leader, he can't be taking direction. He can't be addicted to intoxication, and he can't be controlled by women or therapists. The point is, he's supposed to be the guru. He's supposed to be telling everyone else how to live. It's a contradiction. He's a guru, but he has to take advice from some material karmi. It's a contradiction. Something wrong there. No, he has to be taking advice only from the acharyas, from the spiritual masters. He can't be dependent upon any material thing. He has to be engaged fully in devotional service. And what is that full devotional service? Shruti smriti puranadi pancharatra vidimbina akantiki harer bhaktir utpataya vakalpate. According to the scriptures, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnupara, Sevanam, fully absorbed. Prabhupada wrote me one letter. I told him that we were training the new devotees, and I explained how our program was. And he wrote back, he said, very good. He said, yes, make sure the new devotees are engaged 24 hours a day in devotional service. That's the whole point. Once we learn that, then Maya cannot touch us. Once we learn how to keep ourselves fully engaged. But otherwise, idle mind is the devil's workshop. If we don't know how to stay engaged, why did he give us all these programs? Mangalarti, Tulsiarti, Bhagavatam class, Kirtan, Gita class, so many books to read, so much books to distribute. So that we won't be captured by Maya. If I think I have to distribute so many books, Prabhupada wants these books distributed. How can Maya catch me? But as soon as I think, well, it's not so important. I don't have anything to do. I can surf the net. Yes, that'll be the net, all right. But that's the net of Maya. Maya's network. But if we've learned how to keep ourselves fully engaged, sometimes chanting, sometimes cleaning, sometimes preaching, sometimes studying, sometimes working, all these, this way Maya cannot touch us. And this is the greatest achievement, to get free from Maya. to get free from the clutches of Maya, to learn the science of bhakti yoga. It is a great science. And one cannot teach it unless he's learned it. And he can't learn it unless he's very sincere. He has to be sincere to follow. He can't be a speculator. Speculators cannot learn the science because they'll always try to figure out a way so they don't have to surrender. Well, Krishna says surrender to him, but if he's everything, then that means surrender to everything. So surrender to everything means surrender to whatever you like. Surrender to everything. I can surrender to McDonald's. I can surrender to women. I can surrender to sense gratification. Because God is everything. Krishna is everything. So, you see, how the Mayavadis speculate that what is the need for surrendering to Krishna the person? Just like there was one former president of India. He wrote a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So on the verse, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, always think of me, become my devotee, etc. He gave his commentary that this does not mean to the person Krishna, this means the unborn within Krishna, we have to think of. So he gave his own interpretation. Because he didn't want to surrender to Krishna, the person. So make God impersonal, then there's no more surrender. How can you surrender to something that's impersonal? There's no response. How will you know if he's pleased? Well, it's what you feel. Because ultimately you're God. Because I'm God, I can surrender to myself. I am everything. I'm the Lord. Well, this is Maya. Another point here is that naturally we like to hear about the activities of the spiritual master. Here we see Vyasadeva is inquiring, what did you do? He wanted to hear. Because the activities of the pure devotees are as good as the activities of Krishna. That's why we have our Lilamrita, we read from that. Because it's the activities of a pure devotee. His pastimes are as good as those of Krishna. Why? Because they are pastimes of Krishna. In other words, Krishna is always present with the pure devotee. Lord Krishna says, Naham tishtami vaikunte. I'm not situated in Vaikuntha. Yogi na urida yeshuva. Nor am I situated in the hearts of the yogis. Tatra tishtanti Narada. I'm situated, O Narada, mud bhakta gayante, where my devotees are engaged in chanting the holy name. That's where I'm situated. That's where I live. So wherever the pure devotee is, he's always engaged in sankirtan, chanting of the holy names. Mach chitta madgata prana bodhiyantak parasparam katiyantas chamam nityantu shantita ravanticha. Ramanti means they're getting transcendental pleasure. Doesn't mean conjugal love. Means they're getting transcendental pleasure. Maybe through conjugal love, in association with Krishna, maybe through Sakya Ras, maybe through Vatsalya Ras, maybe through servitorship. But they're always engaged. Does it mean that these verses don't apply to great devotees like Hanuman? He's not in conjugal love. But he's absorbed in devotional service. So we shouldn't limit. Krishna consciousness is not just one type only conjugal love. It's all different types. One can serve the Lord in so many varieties of ways. And Krishna is happy to receive that relationship, all those rasas. Akila Ananda. He's the enjoyer of unlimited rasas. Or all the rasas. Not that there's unlimited, but there are unlimited devotees and they can enjoy with him in their own particular way. And he's satisfied with that. Here, the Sadharma Pracha, that's the process after Adho Gurvashrayam. First one must take shelter of the spiritual master. That's the first principle. Then, Sadharma Pracha, then he has to inquire submissively about the science of Krishna consciousness from the spiritual master. So we have so many books Prabhupada gave us. We should read those books. That's why we have this college, so that to encourage the devotees to read the books and to live them. They're not simply meant for armchair philosophizing or some interesting book that one puts back on the shelf. But his life doesn't change. These are life-changing books, life-guiding books. Any question?
How do we differentiate between following the footsteps and imitating blindly?
Imitating. Well, the instructions of the spiritual master are the most important thing. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Okay, he was living in India, but he told his disciples to go abroad and preach. So that's the instruction. So if someone thinks, no, I have to just dress just exactly like Bhaktisiddhanta, I have to speak exactly like him. No, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to carry out the order. Sometimes, of course, we like to speak, we learn from the spiritual master. We like to speak as he speaks, and that's all right. That's acceptable. Provided it's carrying out the order. In other words, if I'm fulfilling his, if he told me to preach, and he told me to preach as he's preaching, then if I do that, then that's not imitating. But if I'm thinking that I want to become famous, if I think that, well, because Prabhupada pronounced a particular word in this way, if I pronounce it, I'll become famous like him. No, that's not the proper mood. The mood should be whatever he wants me to do. Not that I... It's like Krishna. Krishna is the supreme spiritual master. But it doesn't mean I should try to dance with the gopis. I should follow his instructions in Bhagavad Gita, become detached from all these. I cannot imitate. It is said that the te jiyasam nadoshaya, those who are very powerful, they have no faults. Just like, for example, Prabhupada, he sometimes used tobacco for medicinal purpose. He spit it. So for the, oh, tobacco. Like here in the Midwest, they like chewing on tobacco. Very good, I'll do that. That I can do. like Prabhupada. No. That's not following his instructions. He didn't tell us to do that. And if we were to do it, it would not be for the same purpose that he did it. His purpose was simply to try to keep his body going for serving Krishna. But we would be thinking how to get sense gratification. Or Haridas Thakur, he was chanting. So if we try to imitate Haridas Thakur, go off and live alone and chant, we won't be able to execute it as he did, because we're not on that platform. But we can take inspiration and guidance from him that we should chant the holy name. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at 24, but he was also completely renounced. So we may think, I'll take sannyas at 24, but we may not be completely renounced. So that's imitation. The main thing is, Lord Chaitanya said that he wanted us to preach. He didn't care which ashram we're in. If sannyas is convenient, then take that. If grihastha is convenient, take that. Whatever is convenient for spreading Krishna consciousness. Does that answer your question? Did you have something in mind particularly about imitation?
I heard one instance, one disciple was asking Prabhupada repeatedly, please give me personal instruction. Please give me personal instruction. And Prabhupada replied him that I have written all these books and these are all my personal instructions. So I was just thinking on those, like, how do we take out what is suitable for us, or what can be applied to us? Not everything can be applied to everyone.
How do we take from reading? There's so many instructions in the books. Well, for example, today we see Vyasadeva is humbly inquiring from his spiritual master. He wanted to hear about his activities, but not demanding. We can't demand that the guru has to tell us about his activities, but only if he likes. So we learn from that. And in other words, after one takes initiation, Prabhupada makes a point that after one takes initiation, he should do something wonderful. It's expected now that he's going to be a changed person. He's given up all of his bad habits. He's freed from all sinful reactions of his past. So, now he should do something wonderful. And what is that wonderful thing? He should perform devotional service very Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param, very enthusiastically, very strongly. And then all of the illusions will be wiped away. He won't be in bewilderment. How can he be in anxiety if he's on the transcendental platform? Brahma Bhutta Prasanatma Nashochati Nakangshati. He won't be worried about the future, just like we heard this morning. During Bhaktisiddhanta's presence, all the disciples were fearless. Same thing during Prabhupada. But then after Prabhupada left, or after Bhaktisiddhanta left, did they remain fearless? Or did they start compromising? Fearless means they don't compromise with Maya. They carry out the order of the spiritual master. So those who are remaining attentive to the instructions of the spiritual master, they're still fearless. And they're still going on spreading Krishna consciousness. Actually, all these instructions are applicable to us. They all apply to us, either directly, or at least we should understand them so we can preach them and present them to others. Because A devotee has to be a teacher. He has to become guru. Jari daki tari kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara gyai guru hana tari desh. Lord Chaitanya said that you should go everywhere and become a guru. Present Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This idea that no one else should become guru, only Prabhupada should be initiating guru. This is bogus. It's not according to the instructions of the acharyas. No, that is the order of the spiritual master. I was just reading in the last days in May and June in Vrindavan. Prabhupada, he could see his body was fading away. So he asked some of the disciples, are you ready to initiate your disciples? How much more explicit can he be? Are you ready to initiate disciples? He was telling them, you have to be ready now. Get ready because I'm about to leave. So, anyway, as a devotee preacher, he's not interested in amassing disciples for his sense gratification. If he accepts disciples, it's only because it's required for them. It's for their mercy. Without that kind helping hand, without him picking them up, they will remain in the ocean. They cannot get out. Initiation means the spiritual master is extending his hand to pull them out. Otherwise, how will they get out? So someone may say, well, just by chanting Hare Krishna, it's not required to take initiation. Yes, well, why does Rupa Goswami say that in the very beginning, the most important thing is Adho Gurvashrayam? That Gurvashrayam doesn't simply mean you give some lip service. Ashrayam means you take shelter. What does it mean to take shelter? It means you surrender at his lotus feet. That means initiation. Prabhupada translated it that take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. And then carry out his instructions. So we have quite a lot to do. Prabhupada's given us so many books, so many instructions. And those who are acting now as spiritual masters, they're teaching the same thing. There should be no contradiction. Sometimes they say, I want to have only Prabhupada as my guru. But if the present guru, if he's bona fide, he's teaching the same thing and he's living the same thing. He just makes it easier for us to understand. Other questions? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.